This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Well, welcome to Georgia. It's going to be an exciting night.
Yeah, it's debate night in America. President Biden and former President Trump are hours away from their first face-off in about 4 years and the first presidential debate of the cycle. And yes, it is only June 27th. Stakes are incredibly high as they make their pitch to voters less than 5 months until Election Day and their rematch. WOKV's live team coverage takes us to our Washington newsroom, Samantha Manning. This is a CNN debate. We'll have live coverage here on the radio at 9 o'clock if you're not in front of the TV. Expectations, what are we seeing and hearing and expecting tonight, Sam?
Yeah, so Rich, this debate will probably be the first time many voters are really starting to pay attention to what the candidates have to say, right? So their performances really could shape the rest of this race. When the two of them last debated in 2020, former President Trump constantly interrupted President Biden, which some strategists at the time said had damaged his campaign. This time, it's going to be different. The mics will be muted when it's not a candidate's turn to speak, and there won't be a live audience. And they cannot bring pre-written notes on stage. So they have some different rules here to try and keep it under control. Democratic strategists say President Biden is expected to really steer the conversations back to his bread and butter on the campaign trail, which is talking about protecting freedom. So voting access, reproductive rights, and those kinds of issues.
Obviously, a lot of attention will be on stamina and the moment that usually will resonate most, the soundbite that's played a lot the next morning and the one that goes viral on social media. How are Republican strategists feeling and what are they saying about Trump right now?
Yeah, so strategists on both sides are saying that former President Trump really needs to give a clear answer on where he stands on abortion bans and medication abortion. Abortion right now is, of course, a huge topic, especially, you know, with we're expecting the Supreme Court either today or tomorrow to release their final opinion about the Idaho medical abortion ruling. So it's definitely expected to be a big issue tonight. And they're saying former President Trump really needs to take a firm position on this. This is one of the few major issues that play strongly for President Biden. And Trump has really tried to avoid talking hard and fast, you know, when it comes to positions on where he stands on that. So that's something that they're going to be looking out for today. But, you know, both President Biden and Trump supporters view this debate as a major test for both of their candidates. So a lot of eyes and a lot of expectations tonight.
Indeed. And you mentioned the Supreme Court decision from Idaho. The other decision that's coming from the Supreme Court is about the presidential immunity. Any leak on that, or is that likely going to be the tomorrow decision that comes out after the debate is over?
You know, we keep looking to see if they accidentally post that one, like
yeah, right.
The other one, but nothing so far. No word on that. We're hoping to hear about that today or tomorrow. Obviously, these are the last few days of the term, but no word yet on what it could be.
Yeah, if it's today, it would be fodder that you would anticipate the moderators, Dana Bash from CNN and
Jake Tapper.
Thank you, Jake Tapper. Thank you. I just had a brain fart just now. But as Jake Tapper and Dana Bash have the opportunity perhaps to ask about it, we'll see if the ruling does ultimately come today. If not today, the expectation would be tomorrow, and we'll certainly blast out an alert in the WOKV app. Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024 in Washington every weekday on Jacksonville's Morning News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.